Today is Saturday, July 11th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Governor Tony Evers this week wrapped up his final statewide pothole patrol tour. The governor's annual tour included 10 stops across the state to fill potholes and highlighted the Evers administration's efforts over the last 7 years to repair and improve transportation infrastructure throughout Wisconsin. This year's tour marks the governor's 7th and final pothole patrol tour since taking office. After years with the bipartisan 2025-27 biannual budget signed by Governor Evers last July, built upon the Evers administration's efforts to invest in the state's transportation infrastructure with $1.1 billion in new funding for key transportation investments, including increasing the state's general transportation aids program by 3% in each year of the biennium. Additionally, the 2025-2027 state budget provided historic funding for the local roads improvement program, including over $100 million supplemental investment and continued support for the highly successful agricultural roads improvement program with another $150 million investment. Of this $150 million, $30 million will be targeted to improve and repair deteriorating culverts and small structures throughout the local small structures improvement program. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for raw Reuben-flavored bratwurst with sauerkraut, Thousand Island dressing, and corned beef-type flavors produced by Runkow Family Sausage in Judah. This alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The product contains soy and egg, known for food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold frozen at Runkow Family Sausage's meat establishment located in Judah on or before July 9th. DACAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy or egg are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this product and health alert can contact Jim at 608-325-4547. On Friday, the Trump administration finalized its decision to rescind the longstanding regulatory definition of harm under the Endangered Species Act, a change that removes habitat destruction from the law's core protections for threatened and endangered wildlife. According to the International Crane Foundation, this rule change will greatly weaken the act and limits its ability to protect threatened plants and animals in our state and country. Signed into law in 1973, the same year as the International Crane Foundation was established, the Endangered Species Act is credited with saving 99% of the species it protects, like the endangered whooping crane, which was part of the first group of species protected by the law. The International Crane Foundation believes this change to the act will be catastrophic for whooping cranes, as well as countless other species and their habitats. For more than four decades, the Endangered Species Act prevented significant habitat modification or degradation, such as the loss of nesting grounds, feeding areas, and shelters. Under this changed rule, habitat destruction may be allowed unless a protected animal is directly injured or killed. The International Crane Foundation, headquartered in Baraboo, has worked for more than 50 years to protect the whooping crane. In the 1940s, only 21 whooping cranes remained in the wild due to unregulated hunting and massive habitat loss. Today, there are more than 690 wild whooping cranes. However, the species remains endangered. The International Crane Foundation remains dedicated to protecting whooping cranes and other species and the habitats they depend on. The International Crane Foundation will continue to monitor changes to the Endangered Species Act and its impacts on whooping cranes and their habitats. The 14th Annual Driftless Music Festival will be held today at the park in downtown Viroqua. Music begins at 12:30 and continues throughout the day and into the evening. Hosted by 4th Stream, the local arts and live music nonprofit, the festival features an eclectic lineup of regional and national artists spanning Americana, bluegrass, jazz, rock, soul, improv, and world music. In addition to the live music, festival goers can enjoy local food vendors, craft beverages, a raffle, family-friendly activities, and the welcoming atmosphere that has made the festival a beloved summer tradition in the Driftless region. Admission is free. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets and spend the day enjoying live music in the park under the oak trees. For the full schedule and festival information, you can visit driftlessmusicfestival.com. And are you looking to get rid of your electronics either because they no longer work or you no longer use them? Goodwill in Richland Center is holding an electronic recycling donation drive today until 8 o'clock. Drive up and donate your electronics for safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell Reconnect program. Items that are accepted include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat-screen TVs, cables and chargers, and accessories and more. There's no cost to donate your working and non-working electronics. The 7th Annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Driftless Garden Tour 2026 are being held tomorrow from 10 until 4. This year's tour promises an intimate look at the horticultural hidden gems tucked away within the breathtaking landscape surrounding the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Whether you are a seasoned gardener or simply looking for a peaceful Sunday excursion, the tour offers a unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of the Driftless area. The curated experience features 6 stops offering a unique perspective on garden design and maintenance. Gardeners will be present at each site, ready to share the inspiring stories and history behind their vibrant creations. Beyond the garden gates, the event invites attendees to make a full day of their trip. The Kickapoo Valley Reserve Visitor Center serves as a perfect hub where guests can pick up printed maps, explore the interpretive center, and enjoy a short hike. The local community also joins in the spirit of the day, with nearby restaurants and ice cream shops opening to welcome visitors for a meal or a sweet treat between stops. It is a wonderful way to support local businesses while enjoying the scenic charm of the Lafarge area. Cost of the event is $15. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online at kickapoofriends.org or in person at the visitor center, even on the day of the event. Every ticket purchased directly supports the Friends of the Kickapoo Valley Reserve and their vital mission to preserve and enhance the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference will be holding a summer fundraising gathering. Joan is president of St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference.
We're absolutely delighted. The Shed Restaurant in Spring Green is hosting our fundraiser on Sunday, July 12th from 11 to 2. And we're very excited. Great food, live music by Jana Johnson and Lydia, her daughter, local musicians that are very popular. We're doing a 50-50 raffle, a basket raffle. It's just a fun time for the community to get together and raise some money for our effort with the new building coming.
Well, that's
food served at the fundraiser includes chicken sandwiches, brats, burgers, hot dogs, black bean burgers, salad sides, and beverages. During the fundraiser, St. Vincent de Paul will also be looking for those who'd like to help at the store.
And the other thing at our fundraiser this Sunday, we'll also, if anybody wants to volunteer at the store, we have a list of about 16 people, and we're definitely going to bring them on board to help out, which also engages the community, and people can give back that way.
Have a great time and help a good cause at the St. Vincent de Paul River Valley Conference Summer Fundraising Gathering tomorrow from 11 till 2 o'clock at the Shed Garden in Spring Green. Proceeds benefit the St. Vincent de Paul Outreach and Building Fund. Small business owners can get free hands-on training on how to put generative artificial intelligence to work in their day-to-day operations. Nora Rowan Schmidt is a business consultant with Southwest Wisconsin Small Business Development Center.
We have some really sophisticated AI training sessions that are coming. And when I say sophisticated, it's because we've got a professional consultant. His name is Michael Brown. He's an expert in many different things, AI. And thanks to a USDA grant and a partnership with Southwest Wisconsin Regional Planning, who is really the energy and enthusiasm and funding behind all of these wonderful sessions, Michael is going to be doing a variety of sessions in the Southwest, one specifically in Richland Center coming up on July 13th. These sessions are going to be an opportunity for people to have a hands-on experience with AI with a professional. So Michael is going to be able to guide participants through different methods of using AI, different problem-solving strategies, and also to kind of highlight and demonstrate how different AI services work.
The July 13th workshop, titled AI for Small Business, will be held at the Richland Center Community Center from 8:30 to 11. The session teaches fundamentals on how to understand what AI tools can and can't do, where AI tools can help, and what the real risks are. The workshop will also teach how to keep adapting as technology changes. Michael Brown, leader of the session, feels the use of AI will help make things easier for a business owner.
I feel like I've got a pretty good handle here on how to thread the needle of ethics and responsibility and then also practical use, because at the end of the day, I really think people don't want to be stuck doing the busy work. They don't want to have to, you know, read through all the fine print to understand language that they may never use again. They don't want to have to sort through mountains of information. And AI is really, really great at making quick work of stuff that used to take a long period of time.
Owners will leave with practical skills in the conference to evaluate and adopt new tools on their own. The workshop at the Richland Center Community Center on Monday from 8:30 to 11 is free and open to the local business owners. Register now as space is limited. Business owners can reserve a seat at rise-above.net/AI101. Winners in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club 2026 calendar raffle drawings on Thursday, July 9th. The $50 winners include Amy and John Arnett of Lake Mills on ticket number 0469 and Bess Anderson of Muscadet on ticket number 0301. In Friday's raffle, the $50 winners were Manuel Blanco of Madison on ticket number 0601 and Skylar Vanglish of Lone Rock on ticket number 0783.